Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Saturdays with Jenny.
But right now, we're going to chat to someone really, really interesting. And he joins us on the line. And his name is Teddy Ketukuta Tula. I think I've got that right. And he is the only barista from Africa to have won the World Starbucks Barista Championships. And I'm really, really looking forward to talking to him. Teddy, thank you for joining us.
Hello. How are you guys?
Hi. I'm absolutely fine. And I got a press release yesterday all about what you've managed to achieve. And I thought, Nat, we've got to have you on the show immediately. So your journey has been really interesting, but the only barista from Africa to win this world championship.
Yeah. So that's me, Chidin Dama.
Say that again.
Oh, that's me, Chidin Dama.
Okay, fantastic. So that was about what, back in 2019. So it's recent. What does it take seriously? Because everything looks so casual when you see baristas doing their thing and serving you coffee and, you know, creating this and do you want oat milk or whatever it is. But what does it take to win a championship, seriously?
I think it's all about passion, love what you do, hard work, you know. If you work hard and you're striving, you know what you want. And I think, yeah, man, as long as you're, like, driven and passionate about something that you want.
Is there any technical side of it? Because I mean, the coffee machines to me look technical, but I mean, it's the ease of operating these machines. Surely there's a technical aspect to it as well?
Yeah, for sure. It is technical. So we need to know how to dial in the perfect espresso, and you need to know how to steam that milk, that beautiful, nice, textured milk that looks like a Dulux pen, like nice and shiny. To know how to create to mix it up, the espresso and the milk to get the perfect latte, flat white, or cappuccino. So, yes, it is technical.
And also, you know, when I look at the list of the different kind of coffees you can have, from skinny whites to cappuccino to goodness knows what else, I mean, the list is long. You have to know all of them, surely?
Yes, you have to all know all of them. And, you know, customer love different things. They got, like, different tastes. So as well, with the roasting profile as well, from the light, medium, and dark roast. Because not everyone enjoys bold and intense coffee. Some other people, they enjoy nice and smooth and well-balanced coffee. So we got, like, preference and, like, different options. So with that as well, you need to know all of that and understand your customer.
So you have got to be able to taste. I would have thought part of your training, when you first opened up, you know, when you first became a trainee barista, part of your training is taste, isn't it?
Yes, taste as well. So you need to know how to taste. You know, you need to taste as much or as many things as you can, not only in coffee, with everything you eat or you drink. You know, you need to start looking for things to get these cheese bars up and running anytime.
Yeah. So I mean, the taste thing really interests me because I like wine and I've got friends who like beer, and you can match beer to food and you can match wine to food. Can you match, is it possible to match coffee to food?
Yes, you can. There's a lot of flavors that you can match with coffee and food, you know, and as well, the combination is beautiful and amazing. There are different coffees that you can enjoy with the blueberry muffins or the chocolate muffins. And you got that coffee that you can enjoy with salad and like a midday type of art. And then you got like coffee that you can enjoy or you can drink it as dessert. So yeah, please you can.
Yes. I mean, I once did a dinner at home, and one of my friends came, and he brought six beers with him, and I looked at it because I had really nice wine, and I looked at him, and he said, "Don't worry," he said, "I'm just matching everything," and he did know in advance what I'd cooked, and so he'd brought the beers, and actually when I tasted them, and particularly the dessert wine, the beer had a strong element of sweetness to it, and I think it enhanced it. It actually enhanced the dish.
Yes, it does, actually. Good coffee as well. It does that as well. So you just want to make sure with the food that you're eating and matching with the right coffee, because at the end, you don't want to overpower the food, or like the coffee into your food. You want the coffee to cut through and bring up some nice notes and flavor. Or you can enjoy just to balance something that you've been missing with your food, and coffee just fills in that.
And now I was absolutely horrified because I'm not very technical, but I just want a cappuccino. You know, I'm just sort of old fashioned. But the last time I went, I think it was. I can't remember. I don't know whether it was Starbucks, but anyway, it was a very well-known brand. And I was then asked, "Well, what milk do you want?" And I thought, "I don't want to make these decisions. I just want milk." And he insisted on giving me oat milk. And so now we're getting, so there's almond milk, there's oat milk, there's probably sheep's milk. I mean, I don't know what there is. But I mean, it's going on and it's becoming technical and you could talk about it forever. But this is another area of growth, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Coffee industry is growing so fast and big. You know, there's new, like as we were saying, like the mid-tolerant that they're inventing, that they're introducing in the game, the new green method, the new coffees every day. This industry is like growing so fast and massive. So with that as well, so people, like, they prefer different things at different tastes. Some other people, they enjoy almond milk just for a taste of it, and some other people, they drink almond milk just because they don't do dairy milk. So things like that.
Yes.
With the coffee, they create everything for everyone. Accommodate everyone.
And it really interested me with the oat milk, and because I haven't tried it before, I felt it overpowered. I found it very thick and whatever, and I don't particularly want to do it again. But almond milk is lovely in a coffee, you know. Mm. So, yeah, go on.
Yeah, with me, I enjoy the oat milk, you know. It's nice and filling, you know. I think you just need to get the right coffee to blend it well with the oat milk. And with almond milk as well, you know, coffee that has more flavors of nuts and chocolate. And with the almond milk, it comes out beautiful.
So, Teddy, I'm just looking at bits of this press release and whatever. The first and only barista from Africa to have won the Starbucks Barista Championship. That was in London. And there were 29 other European, Middle Eastern and African countries. So has that win changed your life?
Yes, it has been. So when I started doing the competitions and stuff, it was all about wanting to win the first competition, you know, because I don't know if you've seen on that article the guy Ishan. So he's the guy who made me fall in love with the coffee industry.
Yes.
So by watching him presenting and doing the competition, track the spark, the fire, he changed me, and like, I want to be like that guy, or if more than, you know, that guy. So it changed my life, the way the coffee industry and the way people are appreciating coffee and the support here in South Africa. You know, I didn't know there was so much people who are into coffee or so much into the coffee industry. I didn't know, and I changed my life. a good job.
Well, listen, Teddy, you are based in Durban, aren't you? Florida Road.
Yes, that's my store, that's my store.
So there are loads of people in Gauteng who go down to KwaZulu-Natal for holidays and things, so maybe they need to put Florida Road Starbucks on their list and come in and say hi to you.
Yes, actually, it's like an everyday thing now, you know, we're getting like new faces, new people come and say hi. And some of them, they just came to say, I want you to make my cup of coffee, you know. I just can't have that experience. How do you win? You know, how do you manage to become the first in the world, you know, for Starbucks? So, yeah, man, it's overwhelming. But, you know, I love it. I love it so much.
Well, I can hear that you love it. I'm sorry it's not a perfect line, but congratulations. And I just wish you every single success. It's been such a pleasure talking to you, Teddy. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me and allowing me to share my journey and my passion. Thank you.
Well, it's lovely listening to you. Have a good Saturday.
You too. Hey, bye.
Ciao, ciao. That's Teddy. And don't forget, Florida Road Starbucks, if you happen to be going down to KwaZulu-Natal. I just thought that was fantastic. And he was doing it, you see, there is a theme. He was doing it for Africa.
Saturdays with Jenny, every Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. on Kaya FM 95.9. Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.